In a ruling issued Thursday, Judge Judith Stewart says the violent nature of Blade Reed's actions and his history of abuse and aggressive behavior make the risk of recidivism too high for a juvenile detention sentence to be in the community's best interest. Stewart also says juvenile detention would allow less time for Reed's rehabilitation. Reed's attorney, Jim Roberts, disagrees with the judge. He says he is disappointed and considers the decision an unfortunate indication of how children are cared for in the community.
Well, I'm sad. I'm saddened for Blade, and to some extent, I'm saddened for the community. I feel that if this community is to be judged by how it treats its children, then it doesn't really speak very well for the county. And that's bad, because I believe that Blade is much more of a victim than he is a perpetrator.
An initial hearing will be held August 11th, followed by a fact-finding hearing on August 26th. Reed faces charges in juvenile court in addition to those in adult court. Roberts says Reed has a right to face a jury and has not yet pleaded guilty. An admission to facts, Roberts says, is not the same as a confession of guilt. Roberts says a trial in adult court will change his legal strategy, but declines to elaborate how. If convicted as an adult, Reed would go to Terre Haute's Wabash Valley Correctional Facility. The prison does offer a youth wing, but currently the youngest inmate is 16 and a half years old. Also, the only education in the adult prison is a GED program, which is not required for young inmates. Even if Reed chooses to be educated, he has only reached grade 6, which is several levels away from a GED program. Judge Stewart declined an interview with WFIU, and Brown County Prosecutor Jim Oliver could not be reached for comment. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.